This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Talks are underway between U.S. President Joe Biden and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in a high-stakes virtual summit Tuesday, prompted primarily by Moscow's amassing troops along the Ukrainian border for a possible invasion at the forefront of their discussions. The White House says Biden is warning Putin that Russia could face tough economic sanctions if it invades the former Soviet state after it already annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014. Moscow has positioned 70,000 troops along Ukraine's eastern border, with U.S. officials suspecting an invasion is possible in early 2022. White House officials said the U.S. would exact a very real cost against the Kremlin if it launches the invasion. Putin, in turn, wants the U.S. to guarantee that the post-World War II NATO military alliance will never expand to include Ukraine, a demand Americans and their 29 allies are unlikely to accept. The Kremlin has denied planning an invasion and said its troop posture is defensive, though it also said it is increasingly concerned about Western military aid to Ukraine and what it calls creeping NATO expansion. Through a spokesperson, the Kremlin said it did not expect any breakthroughs from Tuesday's meeting, but urged all parties to keep a cool head. China is accusing the Biden administration of violating the Olympic spirit with its planned diplomatic boycott of the upcoming 2022 Beijing Winter Games. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lingzhan told reporters Tuesday in Beijing the U.S. would suffer a loss of moral authority and credibility from such a boycott, and that would have a negative impact on bilateral dialogue and cooperation. Rights groups have pushed for a full-blown boycott of the Games, accusing China of human rights abuses against ethnic minorities. But Team USA athletes will be allowed to participate. This is VOA News.